Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islamic economics is that can interest money be spent on welfare projects? Now, it is absolutely, there's a consensus amongst Muslims that interest itself is something which is entirely and absolutely prohibited by the Quran. However, there are some people who think that if money is invested on interest, then the amount of money gained through interest can be spent on welfare projects for the welfare of the poor and for other systems of society in which the poor need to be taken care of. Now, if we study the Quran, we come to the conclusion that Islam says that that you spend the money, it is essential that the money has to be earned through pure means, through halal means, through allowed means. And we get a very clear picture of this in the times of the Prophet also. We know that in the times of the Prophet, people would gamble on camel meat in inebriation and while being intoxicated, and the amount of meat they would win in that deal, they would distribute among the poor. So the Quran commented on this practice by saying, "Ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima." The sin incurred by this practice is much greater than the profit it earns. In other words, it is essential that the means through which money is earned should be pure, should be allowed. And it's not just the fact that any money has to be spent in the way of God. Money which is earned in a pure manner, in an allowable manner, in a manner which is not prohibited, should be taken and spent in the way of God. So in other words, Islam does not acknowledge the Robin Hood concept in which money can be taken from any place and then can be spent in the way of God. It establishes the fact, it stresses the fact, it emphasizes the fact that the money has to be gained in a very pure manner. It must be gained through pure means, and only pure money should be spent in the path of God. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ